Naximo crystal vajd. Am Dwight House. Oe zejd vikio crystal archive vetsujik. Avegeto oe vzik. If you don't speak Saurian, what I said before the opening theme was, welcome, Crystal fans. I'm Dwight House, your host for the Crystal Archive Podcast, Episode 8. So how did y'all like the April Fool's joke this year? I transformed the entire homepage of the Crystal Archive into the Saurian language, leaving all the proper nouns in their original form, like Crystal or Archive or Star Fox Command and such, but everything else was transformed into Saurian language. And that went on for a couple days after April Fool's, because I honestly did not have enough time to take it down. But if you missed it, you can find an archive of the way the Crystal Archive looked on that day at crystal.dwightdesign.com/articles/aprilfools2007.html. You can also find a link to this page on the articles page of the Crystal Archive. I received lots of ideas. I think it was more than 20 from various people. But one person named Bradley Spears sent 8 ideas total. And his were some of my very favorites. And I chose his Saurian one because it was my favorite of the ones I saw. And it was also very simple to do. So I was able to do it in a matter of only a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes or an hour, to transform the whole page into what you see there. Meanwhile, I, this very morning, received a very tiny bit of Super Smash Bros. Brawl news. On the cover of the current issue of Koro Koro magazine in Japan, a big video game type magazine in Japan, it says, it has a picture of Fox McCloud from the Brawl, and it says next to it some text. And it doesn't exactly say that there will be new characters revealed in the next issue, but that is heavily implied from the text. So, by the time the next issue of Koro Koro magazine comes out in Japan, we may know a few more characters in Brawl. So we have something to look forward to, and a little actual Brawl news this month. By the way, this episode is coming to you a few days late, actually about a week late, thanks to my having to go on a trip to Arkansas to visit my brother the weekend I normally would have done the episode 8. So I apologize for having to get this out a little later than normal. Now, about the site, the Crystal Archive. As you know, I've been working towards transferring it to another host and getting it redesigned to use my perfect layout system, which I've discussed on previous podcasts and on the Crystal Archive blog. Well, long story short, I've not had time yet to do any kind of transformation of the code base of the Crystal Archive into the perfect layout system. But I am only a day or two away of transferring my website, the DwightDesign.com, over to DreamHost's hosting. And so I believe I'll be transferring the Crystal Archive before I actually transform it. And that means that most likely the Crystal Archive in the next few days or weeks will go offline. It will appear to disappear for some of you for a matter of no more than around 2 or 3 days. After that, it will appear back where it looked like it was, although it will be in a completely different place. The domain name will be the same. You won't notice a difference after that point. And if I'm good enough, I should be able to even do something cool like register the domain crystalarchive.com and have that redirect to crystal.dwightdesign.com, but in such a way that you won't notice. So you could, it will actually look like the site is hosted on its own hosting at crystalarchive.com. So that's a possibility I'm thinking about. But the move to DreamHost will take up a large amount of time. I'll be transferring both my website, DwightDesign.com, as well as the Crystal Archive, the Star Fox Command, all the words, the Perfect Layout website, the Saurian website, and I'm going to be taking some sites from another hosting, sites I do for other people, namely LARockClub.com and DirectionalService.com, and moving all of them to this new hosting. So all of my sites, pretty much, will be going offline temporarily during this move. I'll try and reduce the amount of time this downtime occurs for, but there's no telling. I've never done this kind of transfer before, so we'll see. So enough about that. Let's get into some real crystal news. And start off with the huge number of crystal fan films that have been appearing lately on YouTube. It seems like there was a drought for a long time, and then they suddenly started appearing again. And I just found three or four the other day, just a couple of days ago. And let me go in here to my new videos section. All right. Now, you can find pretty much all of these videos by doing a simple search on YouTube for the search terms Crystal Fox. Some new videos I have are, two of them I managed to put on the website. I haven't yet gotten permission to host the actual original videos, so they're just linking to the YouTube video, but there's a tribute to Crystal from with 80s music, and there is the video called The Ballad of Fox and Crystal. You can go to the Crystal Archive fan film section in the video section and find links directly to those. In addition, there were some other ones. One's called Crystal the Fox Tribute, I Won't Hold You Back, and another one called Crystal Tribute. I'm sorry, it's the other one was called Night of Passion. I'm sorry. Those are all by one person who is using a video camera to record videos of her or his or her screen to use for a video. And then the ones I found in just 3 days ago are by KitKat0430. That person has done three crystal-related fan films, and one I like the most is called Bring Me to Life. Crystal, Bring Me to Life. So look that one up, definitely. That's one of my new favorites. I'm going to be trying to contact all of these people and see if I can get them their fan films hosted on the Crystal Archive. So search for that on YouTube. Another new thing that you might have noticed with the previous updates to the Crystal Archive is my updating of the 3D section. And what happened is Little Dragon, the person who had created a program called Ferret, which is designed to allow you to make anthropomorphic 3D models and mold them and move them around in 3D space, he created a program that did that, and he did a slight modification to one of his models to make a crystal model. And for a short time, it appeared that he was giving up. It seemed like he had just given up after he found Fox Hunt's model, and he said, well, I just know that's why I compete with that, right? So he kind of just dropped off the map as far as that was concerned, and I assumed that he had dropped the model, but it turns out that he joined the Crystal Archive just a month ago, and he revealed that he was still working on it, and he posted some new stuff on Fur Affinity of his updated model, which looks much nicer and has some really detailed fur and shiny hair, and it's looking a lot more like Crystal. And when he showed that on the KLA, he made a comment about how he would like to get a hold of Fox Hunt's model in full resolution, see if he could animate it. And Fox Hunt agreed and sent him the model. And since then, he's been proceeding to take that model and put the textures on Crystal and run her through his various poses and dance animation sequences, which are very interesting to see. And so you can see one of them on YouTube. It's a video of Crystal dancing to this nice little song. It looks really cool because this is this. I don't know what it is about this video, but it just makes me giggle looking at it. It's so funny to watch because, you know, you don't normally see Crystal dancing, and this is very well done. And this is just a test. He's actually planning on doing more stuff with the model in the near future. These are just all just tests. The real stuff is coming soon. You can find out all the things he did with the model so far as of March 29th, 2007 on his newly created page on the Crystal Archive. crystal.devisedesign.com/3d/littledragon.com with capital D in dragon. You can also find that under the 3D projects section. The next part is the fan art section. Now, because April Fool... to do the April Fool's joke, decided to go ahead and do a pretty, you know, a minor update to the whole website because it's just frankly been a long time since I updated, because I had said I didn't want to update until I was able to transfer the site and remake it into perfect layout design. And, well, it was like 2 months since the last update, so I decided, well, I'd better go ahead and update the fan art section, because I had about 150 or so new fan arts to put up. So I did. I updated the fan art section. So if you haven't been there in a while, check that. It's updated with about 150 new ones, all of which were previously found on the Crystal blog, because I've been faithfully updating that blog with new fan art at least once a week. So that brings me to a little bit of a request by me, and that is I need your help. You see, I'm going off to become a video game programmer by going to attend the DigiPen Institute of Technology's Master of Science in Computer Science program. DigiPen is, of course, a school that's heavily, if not funded, heavily looked over by Nintendo. They keep a watchful eye on DigiPen. They allow DigiPen to use. They allow their students to use Nintendo's development kits so that they can learn what it's really like to develop for a console. And it's literally across the street from Nintendo. I'm really excited about it. But the only problem is that when I went up there for their little open house, it was made painfully clear to me that the amount of work involved in those 2 years that I'll be there is going to be absolutely massive. And to quote what they said, that the good students will be here from 8 in the morning until midnight, and they will be complaining that they're not open longer. Because if you're a good student, you will want to work that long on your game and your projects and your homework. And if you don't, you will fail, and we have a 60% dropout rate. And that's pretty massive. I mean, that's more than the normal average. The average dropout rate for most colleges is 50%, so it's a pretty tough school, but I'm sure I'll be able to accomplish it. But the problem is that I will have very little time for my little projects like the Crystal Archive. While I believe I can keep it running, I'm sure I can spend at least an hour a week, which is probably all I need to keep the archive up and running. There is one thing that takes longer, and that is the fan art section. The fan art section is a daily thing. Every day, two or three times a day, I run through my DeviantArt watch lists, checking for all new art, and then I run through a search command, Crystal. I search for Crystal on DeviantArt with a special command called sort:time, which allows me to sort from newest to oldest, so I can see only the newest ones, and therefore catch new artists that I don't have listed in my watch list. And that's a daily thing. I have to do that every day, several times a day. I have something like anywhere between 150 to, somewhere between 70 and 200 fan arts per day to look at. you know, just a second apiece, just to make sure there's no crystal in it, or there is, then if I do happen to find crystal artworks, I take the title, the address, and the artist's name, and I put them in a file in a special format, and that file is the new fan art list file, and I take that and I run that through some special converters, which is what I do to put it on the blog and on forums. And then when I'm finally ready to update the actual site, I integrate that list into the main list and run that through another script, which I've made myself, that generates the web page that you see when you go to the fan art section. That huge, massive list is created by a Perl script I wrote myself. And that part doesn't take very long at all. It's the everyday searching, and it's integrating the list, sorting it alphabetically, because I do that manually. I manually sort these artists alphabetically. And so I need your help. Now, I would like if someone out there who's a fan of the Crystal Archive and who likes Crystal and who is good at looking at fan art and telling whether Crystal's in it, and also who has a little bit of experience with programming. Not too much. You don't really need to know how to program. I just need you to understand some of the concepts and be able to run Perl scripts. I need a helper to help me out with this section of the website, because I believe I won't have enough time to do those kinds of updates myself, because they take the most time of any other section of the website. So if you think that you're up to the task, please contact me. You can contact me at my standard email address, dwighthouse@gmail.com, and you can find that on the Crystal Archive at under articles and contact. Switching gears, I have a shameless plug for you all. Over the last couple days, I finally got around to beginning to rewrite chapter 4 of my fanfic, An Unlikely Enemy, and I plan on releasing that in a day or two, and that will be the first time I've updated my fanfic in about 6 months. I apologize for that. I'm sorry, not 6 months, since Christmas. I haven't updated since Christmas, and that's three months since then. So I apologize for that. See, on the last one, the fourth chapter, I kind of rushed it out to get it out for Christmas Day as a birthday Christmas present. But, well, they didn't like that. There was too much dialogue and not enough descriptive text. It was just not descriptive enough for them. And I'm a new fanfic writer. I've never done any kind of literary writing, nothing nonfiction before. I mean, nothing fiction before, but... So I take the advice of anyone who gives me advice on there. And they ask for a more detailed story, so I'm giving it to them. I'm rewriting Chapter 4. It's going to be the exact same as what's there now, story-wise, but it's going to be much more descriptive and have a few little details I've added since then. You know, the story of the fanfic continually changes in my mind, but I have a good idea about where it's going. So that's my shameless plug. Go out and read it, and I'm sure you'll love it. Everyone who's read it seems to like it a lot. It's very, very edgy, I think. Yeah. It's got a cliffhanger. I try and leave a cliffhanger on every single chapter. So that's what I get that idea from, the Alias TV shows. Great TV. So check it out, and in a couple days I'll have the new one out, and then from then on I'll be able to make new chapters, Chapter 5, in the coming weeks or months, depending on how fast I can do that. And finally, the last bit of news is that I have a surprise coming, something I've been planning since I began the Crystal Archive. But it was just a couple of months after I began the Crystal Archive, I wanted to do something. And I haven't been able to do it because I just haven't had time, and I didn't have certain resources. But I have some new resources coming to me very soon that will allow me to do this project I've been wanting to do, and I know you will enjoy it immensely. I can't say exactly when it will be when I finally finish it, but for all intents and purposes, I'm positive it will happen before the end of this summer. If it's going to happen at all, it's going to happen before the end of the summer. And I can't tell you what it is, but you'll like it, and it's coming. So, on to the Crystal Archive podcast questions section. I received several questions from someone named Ryan Sharp. He sent several emails and lots of questions. Most of them were not really directly related to Crystal. So I'm not really going to answer those questions on the air, but I will answer those that are Crystal related. So I hope you don't mind, Ryan, but I have to keep on task just a little. So, first question, will the GameCube controller be used for Brawl? I'm definitely not going to be using the Wiimote and Nunchuck for that, he says. And my response was, it's been said by the developers that the Wiimote and the Nunchuck have been tested in Brawl for playability, and they found that it was just too chunky to really use for a fighting game. It wasn't fast enough or some such. So it's widely believed that they're either going to be using the GameCube controller or the Wii Classic controller, the one with the dual analog sticks on the bottom and then the directional pad on the left, mainly used for virtual console games. The second question was, if some rare characters made it into Diddy Kong Racing, before having their own games, how come Crystal, the cat version, did not make the cut? I believe he's referring to Banjo and Kazooie. Banjo was a character in Diddy Kong Racing before he ever appeared in his own game. I replied that he brings up an interesting point. I think she actually might have had a chance if Dinosaur Planet had been successful on the N64. She might have gotten her own game later on, but... Thanks to the translation of Dinosaur Planet into Star Fox Adventures and the fact that Rare has been sold now, and the fact that now Nintendo officially owns Crystal, that probably will never happen in her cat form, because Crystal is now officially a fox. She's going to stay a fox as long as Nintendo wants her to, I suppose, and they don't have a habit of changing the species of their main characters, but I mean, it could happen. But either way, now that Crystal is part of the Star Fox series, it's very, very unlikely that she'll have her own game. I mean, it's as likely as Falco having his own game, which I admit is possible. But Star Fox, admittedly, is not on their top priority of game series. This year... 2007, it's Mario with Paper Mario and Super Mario Galaxy, Metroid with with Metroid Prime 3, and Brawl with all the characters, and hopefully Crystal. So that's all the news I have for this month. I'm sorry, once again, a short podcast, but not much news to report, I'm afraid. You can email me at dwighthouse@gmail.com to ask me questions, send me comments. Tell me how much you like the show or how much you hate it. I don't care. I'll read it anyway and respond, hopefully, in a timely manner. I hope you enjoyed the Crystal Archive podcast. And until next time, till next month, around the 8th or 9th, we'll just keep your eye out for Brawl news and for Crystal anywhere she may be. This has been the Crystal Archive podcast, episode 8. We'll see you next month. Thought it was over, didn't you? Well, it kind of was. This section is a part I forgot to include in the main podcast. I just wanted to mention something I heard the other day, about a week ago. You see, I've been listening to the Go Nintendo webisodes, their podcast, and they're very good. Lots of great Nintendo news and lots of humor. It's really funny stuff. Well, every time, much like the way I do it, I'm sure they were doing it first, they answer some questions posed by their listeners. And one of those questions was particularly interesting to me as a Crystal fan, and I'd like you to hear it and the response of, well, the main guy at Go Nintendo, Raw Meat Cowboy. Here it is from episode 85.
Number 2.
Just the guys.
Okay. Perfect. If you were a video game character, which leading lady would you let play with your Wii controller?
Oh, hey.
Peach, Zelda, Daisy, Samus, Toadette, Cammy, Koopa, Crystal, or perhaps someone else?
Oh, well, I'm going to admit that I'm a furry fan, and I'm going to have to say Crystal here, because Crystal's hot. I mean, don't get me wrong, Peach is looking pretty good now these days. Ew. Samus looks good when she's out of the suit, but she's always in that thing. So I'll take Crystal. I know she's an animal, but I like it.
And I'm going to have to unconditionally agree with Raw Meat Cowboy on his assessment. Although I might have used different terminology, he is definitely dead on. So, that's the forgotten part of the podcast. So, hope you like that little section. See you next month.